Wisconsin is not a state known for its entrepreneurial spirit. Then again, neither is much of the Midwest. Yet some investors are convinced the state holds potential. On Monday, one national investment firm will visit Madison and stage a competition. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, it will award $100,000 to the budding business that appears most promising. Nine companies are in the running.
A lot of investors don't think about the Midwest, according to Don Davis.
Over half of the investment in startup companies is done in Silicon Valley. And when you add New York and Boston, 8 out of every $10 goes into just 3 cities in funding startups in America.
Davis and his business partner founded Revolution Growth. It invests in startups across the country and companies looking to grow exponentially. Davis says his firm is on the second leg of what it calls its Rise of the Rest tour. It hits the midsections of the country.
Cincinnati and St. Louis and Pittsburgh, Detroit. And like Madison, those cities have smart people, great university support, interesting Fortune 500 companies.
As for what his firm will look for in the 9 competing startups in Madison today.
We want to just go meet entrepreneurs who have, one, a big idea, and two, the passion and drive to execute against that idea.
Davis says it also helps if the company is changing the way things currently work. Just one Milwaukee company is in the running, Project Foundry. Shane Krukowski started it in 2006. He says it uses software to facilitate individualized learning.
Essentially, it's an organizational dashboard for students that outlines the different learning experiences they're working on, so students can propose projects.
Krukowski says Project Foundry is now working with dozens of schools across 24 states.
Well, we're going to transform education to make it more engaging and to produce people out of middle school and high schools that can actually produce things, that can be creative, that can critically think.
Among the other Wisconsin startups that will compete today in Madison for $100,000 are a company that tests for birth defects and another that builds things out of unwanted trees. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.